I'm absolutely delighted, and I just want to congratulate the clubs and the organisations, first of all, for all the great work they do. And as governments with a robust economy, our job is to support these clubs in what they do. And I'm delighted that with so many applications that we had to go looking for an extra 150 million to address a lot of the applications over and over the last year. And delighted we were able to secure that funding. And I know from the feedback from all the clubs and organisations are absolutely delighted. Some haven't got funding, but it just maybe their application is deemed invalid. But we will be checking that out as well. But this is a good day. It's a good day for Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal and the North West. It's a good day for all the clubs and organisations who provide such great support, great help for all our children, adults across the country, and the least we can do is support them.
We've come to a stage in Ireland, right across the country, Deputy, where government funding is critical now for the survival of some sports and for the development to see them progress into the future. So today's announcement of almost €250 million being shared out right across the country is certainly a welcome one.
Well, you know, we talk about health and we talk about well-being, and since COVID, it's certainly been much, much on our focus and on our radar. And again, the clubs that are doing the work on the ground, governments want good governance and data, and you have clubs and organisations across the country to give that. And again, our job is support them financially and in many other ways. I'm looking forward to the large-scale sporting infrastructure fund, which I hope Sligo Rovers will get in the next coming weeks to develop a new state-of-the-art stadium. And again, this is what you can do when you have an economy that is going very, very well. But again, there's a lot of challenges out there. And, you know, you can address challenges, but that's what you do in government.